Currently, the export market is between 80 and 90% of all the chickpeas we produce are exported over mainly to the Indian subcontinent. We have to look and make sure that our chickpeas are going to meet those requirements that they're looking for in the processes, in processing them to food.
So what are the sticking points at the moment? What quality issues are there?
We've got a project in co-partnership with GRDC, and it's looking at grain defects. So one of the defects we're looking at is grain markings. So on the chickpea seeds, we've got these dark splotches that are occurring, or tiger striping, they can be called. And so we're trying to understand exactly the genetic component of that, but there's also an environmental component. So we're trying to understand both of those and trying to solve the issue.
What issue is it? You know, what's wrong with the marks?
So I liken it to if you're going into the supermarket and you're going to buy some oranges and you see an orange there and it's got a dark splotch on the outside of it, you're going to think it's disease or it doesn't look very appealing. Well, it's the same thing when our chickpeas go to the Indian subcontinent and their market. If they see dark marks on the seeds, even though it may not go through to the underlying cotyledons, it just visually is unappealing, so it can affect prices.
So where are you in that research?
In our second year of the project, we do know that there is definitely a genetic component, and there is an environmental trigger, or several environmental triggers, and we're trying to understand exactly what those are. And we're also looking at the biochemical pathway, which we'll be doing in the new laboratory that's being built, in trying to understand exactly how these markings are being expressed. So we're looking at the phenolic pathway, the biochemistry involving that.
When do the markings develop? During the growing phase?
Yep. So the markings develop on the seeds whilst the seeds are still green, but getting close to physiological maturity. So one of the things we've also been doing is tagging pods down in the paddock, and we've got some, we're collecting weather data as well. So we're going to try to match up the environment with the incidence of the markings to try to exactly work out what's going on and what's triggering that.
As in a frost might create this, or maybe a rain event?
We're thinking it could be cold, it could be heat, it could just be moisture stress, it could be a combination. So it's going to be hard to unravel because we've had a lot of these things happening this season. But yeah, hopefully we'll understand that. And the other defect we're looking at as well is weather damage. So we've got some harvest date trials in as well. And we're going to be looking in the new laboratories at what effect weathered grain has on the end processes as well. So
an on-ground response could be quite a few years away.
Possibly. The main response will probably be in the breeding program. So there could be parents that are discontinued, for instance, or there could be lines that are coming through the program that we say, OK, we're going to have to stop those lines. They won't become varieties if they have been shown to have some incidents. So that's one of the other things we're doing, is we're actually collecting material from growers all around Australia. So if they're interested in sending samples on, if they go to the DPI website and type in chickpeas, they should be able to find the information on how to send samples in.